We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Soccer Podcast. This is Kits and Wagers. We're coming after hours in the middle of the night with Hawaiian shirts and wagers. I'm Adam Zadrek, joined by Chris Owen. But first, a little advertisement here. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards, soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. Chris, welcome into the show. You have a kid on here? What do we got? Your doll?
I got a little something special I had to pull out of the back of the dresser. I am sitting here, and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see here, but this is a home kit. This is a specialty kit, only one-on-one right here, number four on the back. This is, I used to play prior to my move out to the out to Washington. I played a lot of men's league in Madison, Wisconsin. I had a team that I ran. I was the manager for Hot Wheelers FC. So if you're watching, the logo looks like a Hot Wheelers logo. There might be some infringement. I don't know, but basically took that and ran with that team for 4 or 5 years after college, and it's got a lot of games on it. I got a number four on the back, so I don't, that's what I'm rolling with this week. Had to, dug Virgil into the Dyke back. Yeah, kind of an ode to him because he's just an incredible center back. But, pulled it out of the back of the dresser. We're getting a little slim. I'm hoping we're getting closer to Christmas time here, which is a classic time for me to refill on a couple kits and maybe break out some of the ones that are sitting in the back of the closet here too. So, it's a little after 8 out here on the West Coast, and Adam's working overtime. It's after 11, I believe, in your time zone. So, I mean, shout out to you for coming out and getting it done on the late night. You know, no excuses.
That's not the full story here. I flew in. I landed a couple hours ago, so I came into Florida. That's why we got – well, I guess this is a Florida shirts and wagers. That's what we're doing. Not Hawaiian shirts, sorry. I'm just coming off the plane. I just figured, I'm just going to keep the vibe going here, and, sorry about the no kit, but I think Florida kit, I guess we'll call it that. I don't know. That probably doesn't work.
If there's any exceptions that we're going to make, it's when you get fresh off the plane from Florida and you're still in your hula shirt or your Hawaiian shirt or it's a sharp looking shirt is all I'm going to say.
Yes. Very sharp. All right, so we're talking game week 17 in the Premier League, and I think the big news for us is that we both hit our best bets last week. I think we destroyed them. I mean, there wasn't even a question. My best bet was to Arsenal to win and for there to be more than 1.5 goals. They won 3-0. That was +100 I got. Chris took Leicester to win. They won 4-0. That was -135. So, hey, we're cruising right now. My article was, back to some positive numbers. So if you want to check that out, rotowire.com. But, we're just reading the league just like that ever since, we're on this home train here. And we're just going to keep riding the home wave and see if that continues to work over this holiday period. But, only one away team won last week. It was Manchester United. I did not see the game. I was in Florida. Sorry. But I did see the lone goal was Ronaldo from the PK spot. And otherwise, it seemed like Norwich actually put up a decent fight there. So I think it stands. Home teams are the way to go still.
Yeah. First and foremost, you know, the magic crystal ball that we popped into, was that last Friday? You know, showed us the right things. The tea leaves look good. We made some good bets. I think the tide's changing. Not that the tide was particularly low, but, you know, you give me the opportunity.
Getting closer to high tide. That's good. Yeah.
We're definitely, you know, I think it was you going down to Florida, getting a good look at the tides. But yeah, that being said, good week. You know, we're not going to sit and hang our hat on that. We're back here again 3 days later, ready to make some more bets because that's what we do here on the Kits and Wagers podcast. As you mentioned, away teams, once again, not getting it done. That game, honestly, Norwich City, I watched a fair bit of it and then, of course, did my Sunday ritual of watching the extended highlights on from Peacock or whatever. And Norwich City could have walked away with that one. You know, classic Penaldo getting it done. David De Gea played great. So that was wild. And
I read someone's quote that was like, the only reason Manchester United won was because of De Gea, pretty much. Weirdly, it might have been like Gabby Agbonlahor. I saw him. It must have been Talk Sport or something, some quote I saw on Twitter. But so that was all my analysis from that match I needed.
Yeah. Gabby and Jamie Carragher have a similar career arc, except Jamie was much better.
Yeah.
They're just like
a little bit
player to pundit. So, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, back again, we saw seven teams lose on the road. It's now 8 road wins and 4 in the last 48 matches. Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea are 6 of those, and then and then Manchester United now, you know, so top 4 sides. And then the only other one, which we're going to get into in a second, it being Aston Villa. So that's kind of interesting that they're the only like non-top 6-ish side that could get it done.
Yeah, that brings us to this first game here Tuesday. So there's only 2 matches on Tuesday. Manchester United, Brentford was postponed a few hours before we started the show. And we're talking Norwich home against Aston Villa. Odds on this one, Norwich to win are +230. Aston Villa are +130. So they're the slight favorites. Draw is +235. You can get over 2.5 goals at +110. Under is -135, so unsurprisingly, the under is clearly the way to go here. And should we take Aston Villa the win right here at, given what we just said, and at +130, is that worth it, I guess?
I'm not doing this game, you know. we've talked about it so long. They're the only road favorite on the slate, which is kind of interesting. All the home teams are playing, or all the, you know, City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United, or I guess Man United is not playing, but they're all playing at home. So this is the only team that's going to, you know, head to Norwich City and they're favored. So I'm going to avoid it and I will get into that, but I'm not on Aston Villa here, despite how well they've been playing and despite they're the only team that has not outside the top 6-ish that has won on the road.
Yeah, this is the Dean Smith, the return. Well, maybe not the return because this is in Norwich. So, but it's Dean Smith going against his former team, which, you know, he was managing a month ago. It's going to be kind of weird probably for him and maybe for some of the players. I mean, I don't know. He's been with the team for a few years at least, probably 4 or so. I don't know exactly. But so it might be weird for some of the guys. Might be weird for Dean, but I think I found some good odds here. You can get no on both teams to score at -105, which, you know, that seems like the way to go. If you under 2.5 goals is -135, like the only way that loses is, you know, it's 1-1. But I think unless something crazy happens, like I don't think Dean Smith thinks his team, you know, has the ability just to, I don't know, run up the score on Aston Villa. Like he's going to want at least a point from his former team. And that's kind of what we saw from Gerrard and Aston Villa last match. Like kind of just, you know, they almost sat around for that point against Liverpool. And I think both teams will kind of play the same way. I mean, with how these teams have played, it's almost like there's only one way this game's going to go. There's going to be limited chances. It's going to be low scoring, and it could go 1-0 either way. Once a team gets that one goal, I think it'll stay there.
Yeah, I equate the way that Aston Villa plays, at least small sample size. I equate the way they play to Wolverhampton now. They just like seem like they're really compact and really play defensively. And, you know, Wolves are just a team who are not letting up a lot of goals and not involved in games that have a lot of goals either. So I think definitely, I don't know if we got into the unders here. Under 2.5, minus 135. 1.5 is plus 220 now. And yeah, so I just think, as you mentioned, this could really be a low scoring affair. That being said,
go ahead. You're going over now? Is that what you're going to say? Sorry.
That being said, like, I'm interested to take Norwich at plus 230. We'll see, you know, just because of everything we've mentioned about the away teams not being able to get it done. Norwich have actually been okay. And they lost a 3-0 two games ago, but they tied Newcastle. They tied Wolves two games prior. But yeah, they should have walked away with at least a point, if not 3 points, against Manchester United last Saturday. So I think they can do it against Aston Villa this weekend.
Yeah, just speaking of, so you just compared Villa to Wolves, and Norwich had a scoreless draw against Wolverhampton a few weeks ago, so 4 matches ago. And like you mentioned, the under 1.5 goals, but I think the way to go, if you're really high in this over here, so scoreless draw is plus 950. You can, instead of just doing under the 1.5, you could probably get better odds if you bet scoreless draw plus 150 or plus 950, Norwich to win 1-0 plus 900, or Aston Villa to win 1-0 at plus 650. So you have three options there. You can really go any of those routes. I mean, if you have a favorite in this match, like if you want to stick with the home team, Norwich 1-0 plus 900. I don't know. It seems like a reasonable route here. The safe route is, you know, the bet I mentioned previously, just know on both teams a score. So then it's, you get the 1-0 both sides and you get the scoreless draw. So,
definitely big brain that, you know, you gave us all the potential options outside of the one that seems the most obvious, but is going to bring us a higher profit there. So that's a good call on that factor.
When it finishes like 3-2, 4-2, and it's just crazy up and down, then I don't know. Then we'll just chalk it up as a weird match.
Yeah. Todd Cantwell like scores a hat trick off a couple worldies. Not having scored this season.
Yeah, short game week. I don't even know how much he's been playing. Cantwell started the first match under Dean Smith. I don't think he started since then. But yeah, Norwich have gone with they started Placeta. I think he's like some Polish guy. I think he got his first start of the season last week. So they're still, you know, figuring things out, which isn't too surprising. But I think that's all we can talk about Norwich and Aston Villa here.
Yeah, only other thing I'll say before we move on is Teemu Pukki is at plus 140 on goal scorer. If you, he's got 5 of Norwich's 8 goals this season. So if you're as I always mention, I love a good anytime goal scoring. We hit on Manuel Dennis last week at like plus 240. So Pukki at one plus 140.
Would you do that by itself plus 140 or? Like, you got to think if Pukki's scoring, Norwich are winning, so plus 230, or you just combine those, and I'm sure that's plus 300 or something, or probably higher than that. So,
yeah, Pukki to score and win is plus 300 on DraftKings. So, I mean, probably, yeah, I would probably actually go the score and win over to score just because you're doubling your money there at least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the chance that loses is, you know, the 4-2 result that we were just discussing. So
yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's just a couple things on that match. I'm honestly pretty intrigued to watch it, especially. Yeah, should be a good game.
Yeah. So with all these midweek ones, it's kind of, I don't want to say standalone, but it's almost standalone. It's, you know, it's the first game of the weekend. It's 15 minutes before Manchester City match, in which they're minus 700 against Leeds, who are plus 1700. So, you know, it's probably going to be the more exciting game, or at least more exciting result, instead of, I don't know, complete domination. But granted, I wouldn't touch Manchester City to win by multiple goals in that match, just given recent results. But we are not talking about that match. We're talking Crystal Palace home against Southampton. Crystal Palace's game is Wednesday. They're plus 115 to win. Southampton plus 250 to win. Draws plus 245. So the unfortunate thing for me was I had a really good week this past weekend, and there's no legalized gambling in Florida. So I did not plan ahead. I did not put my bets in ahead of time. So I couldn't capitalize on a lot of these things. And this Crystal Palace game that they had against Everton was one I would have taken, because that lineup, Everton started Fabian Delph in the midfield, and I was like, okay, Crystal Palace, this is a good spot to rebound. And then they did rebound pretty easily, 3-1. But I like Crystal Palace in the spot. Last week, I feel like, you know, the games we talked about, it was like, it's kind of hard. I kind of like this away team here. But this week, it's kind of, you know, maybe the way to go is just taking all these home teams. And so Crystal Palace, the only home loss they've had this season was against Aston Villa, which we mentioned. But otherwise, they have some draws here and there. They beat Tottenham earlier in the season. They have a bunch of draws, sure, but Southampton, probably going to start Caballero again. I don't think they've had their press conference yet, so Fraser Forster may have a chance to return, but even then, he hasn't played this season. So I just wasn't too high on Southampton overall, and then you got Caballero in there and Crystal Palace playing at home, and yeah, I like them on a short week. I think they're a deeper team too.
Yeah, Southampton winless in their last five. Haven't played well. Connor Gallagher, man, that guy he's been so fun to watch. He's on loan from Chelsea, correct? I don't know why I think that, but
is he on? That sounds right, because he was on loan. He must have been on loan at West Brom last season. He's probably still on loan. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes, we have him on rotowire.com player page has him on loan from Chelsea. But yeah, he's been so good. Yeah, I'm with you here. Southampton definitely not really playing well. Although Crystal Palace in the same last six matches, Crystal Palace has 7 points from the six matches. Southampton has five. So in that sample size, they're about the same. The whole goalkeeper situation is really tough for them, as Alex McCarthy was playing pretty good for them. I don't feel good about 41-year-old Willie Caballero coming off the street to start again. And you know, Fraser Forster is a bit better, but still I don't see it particularly good. And I don't, is Lianco going to still stay in the starting 11 here, or are they returning some defenders?
From what I saw, he did not start this past weekend. It was Salisu and Benrick and Stevens started. Benrick returned from an injury, and then Stevens was back. Salisu, I don't know. But so I think the big thing with Southampton, I guess just comparing these teams, I think Crystal Palace are just a deeper team, and they have fewer injuries. Like if you're watching on YouTube right now, I have our projected lineups in, and a bunch of Southampton forwards have injuries. We have Broja projected to start, but I don't think he's going to be healthy enough. So, like Broja, however you say his name, Armstrong, Shea Adams is out. We could have a situation where Nathan Redmond starting up front, Nathan Tella starting up front, Theo Walcott could even be in there. So they're dealing with all these injuries, and it's, you know, three games between matches. While Crystal Palace, you wouldn't think they're actually a deep team, but like they started Will Hughes, former Watford man. He has, you know, Premier League experience. They started him last game. Maybe he's not going to start again, but like they had Eberechi Eze, who's coming back from his Achilles injury. They got Olise, a young striker, young winger that they have. So like Benteke didn't start last match. So like if you didn't look at Crystal Palace's lineup, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, they're too deep at every position. But they're pretty solid squad, and I think the just combined with Southampton's injury, short week, like you can get a plus odds to win. I think that's a good decision there.
Yeah, do you think that puts under 2.5 goals for the match at -135 in play, or would you hold off?
I probably wouldn't do that just because, like, what we saw with Arsenal, like Crystal Palace haven't had a difficult time scoring this season for the most part. Like, they've been pretty solid. Like, they're a team like Arsenal that could score 3 goals themselves, and, you know, that bet will be done. I think Southampton, you know, they want to keep this lower scoring, but I think Crystal Palace are going to probably control possession, and I don't want to take any under in a match that Caballero is starting in.
That's fair. Yeah, Crystal Palace, I mean, ranking in the top probably 6 or 7 there in terms of goals scored this season. So, yeah, their attack's been pretty solid. The Southampton attack as of late has been – or Southampton defense has been way worse than when they were earlier in the season. So, yeah, I think you're probably right on getting away from the unders, and especially when you consider that the over 2.5 goals is +110.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just looking at these teams, the under is probably – that's why the odds are like that. They are the favored for the under there. But, like, Southampton have allowed multiple goals in their last 3 away matches. One of those was a 2-1 loss to Norwich. Now they have Caballero. Like I mentioned in my article, they had this streak last season when they had all these injuries, and they kind of just – fell apart, and they were lucky to stay up. And I don't know, they might be going through another stretch right now, and it doesn't help that all their forwards that have been pretty decent this season, all those guys aren't going to be playing. So this is not a spot I'd look at Southampton +260 in, especially given, you know, away teams in general.
Yeah, definitely.
So we had a tough time deciding on this third game to talk about because we're still not sure. It's maybe 50-50 on whether this Tottenham-Leicester City match is going to go through. Still waiting to see what happens with, you know, COVID and everything with Tottenham, because their last 2 matches have been postponed. That's including the UEFA match. So we decided, we talked Liverpool last week. We're talking Chelsea now. They're home against Everton. -400 favorites. Everton are +1100 to win. Draws +550. So Fabian Delph started last match, as I said, and it's unclear if Allen is going to be ready again. So if Fabian Delph starts, I'd probably go with, like, Chelsea -1.5, Chelsea -2.5. And then you actually throw in, I think Richarlison also picked up some, maybe a muscle issue last match too. So he may not even be ready to start. And they started Andre Gomez last match, and already Lucas Digne is, you know, he's in the doghouse. He was basically benched recently. I mean, we're trying to pick a match here that wasn't, you know, we weren't going to be on the same side. Like, you're not on Everton. That is correct.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, a little bit of a bummer just considering the COVID situation and the weather and all that stuff with Tottenham and Leicester, because if they do play, that's definitely a game to take a look at, because they're pretty even odds. Leicester's been playing a little bit better. But yeah, those would have loved to chat that one, but obviously we're not going to talk about a game that potentially might not happen or is potentially missing like a half of a starting 11 where it makes it tough. But would absolutely take a peek if it does happen, you know, see if Tottenham's missing a few key players and maybe take a look at Leicester.
Yeah, so the odds I'm looking at here, you can get Chelsea -1.5. That's -125, so not terrible. -2.5 is +205. So, again, you know, a 3-0 result is not out of the question. And I kind of like those more than my favorite bet, Chelsea to win in a shutout, -130, just not as good of odds. And I think it's more likely I don't know. Maybe it's not more likely, but I still think Chelsea get a couple goals in this matchup just because of what's actually going on at Everton right now. I don't know, unless Lukaku, like Chelsea, they have their injury issues in the midfield, but they're pretty healthy now up front. Like Lukaku is set to start. He's getting back from his issue. Pretty much everyone's healthy except for their central midfielders right now. So unless they rotate, I think this is a good spot for Chelsea to win by multiple goals and score multiple goals.
Chelsea have either been like blowing teams out or been in shootouts. You know, when you look at their last, I think, seven games, including the two Champions League games, they beat Leicester City 3-0. They beat Juventus 4-0. 1-1 draw with Chelsea, 2-1 over Watford. That shootout last, I think that was 2 weekends ago, 3-2 against when they lost to Chelsea, or to West Ham, excuse me. And then they drew Zenit 3-3. And then last weekend was really another shootout where they won 3-2 over Leeds United. So, six of those seven games, they've been over three goals. So, I mean, looking at the over there, minus or over 2.5 isn't great. It's minus 145, so I'd probably skip that. But if you're really feeling it, you know, over 3.5 is plus 90. So you mentioned Lukaku, and they've been doing it even without Lukaku, like, playing particularly well. His one goal in, you know, since he came back from injury, and that was in that 3-3 game against Zenit. So they've been able to find goals from a bevy of places, and just the way that things have been going, it's like, you know, I kind of want to think about that over 3.5 goals, which is a pretty big ask, but definitely to win by multiple goals is probably a little safer play.
Yeah, I think the one thing, I guess I kind of overlooked a little bit, their defense just doesn't seem to be as good without N'Golo Kante in there, which isn't surprising. I mean, they're starting Ruben Loftus-Cheek over him. So I guess that's the worrying thing. Like if you take Chelsea minus 1.5, Chelsea minus 2.5 or something, and maybe you look at the over instead. But at that point, like you're counting on Everton to score as well, which yeah. I'm not as confident in Everton scoring as I would be with Leeds or West Ham. Like, I mean, I say that and then, you know, they've scored a couple goals the last few matches, but this is away from home, and I don't know. They haven't scored more than one goal away from home since August. They have two goals in the last four away matches, and then you throw in the possibility that Richarlison misses out, and he had the faux hat trick against Arsenal, but like it's the Solomon Rondon could start, and we already saw what he's done with them. I don't know. I still like the Chelsea minus 1.5, minus 2.5 in that range, something like that, instead of, you know, counting on Everton to get two goals and like a 3-2 kind of result kind of thing.
Yeah, that minus 2.5 is pretty appetizing at plus 205. We could easily see them winning by three goals here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm first looking at. Yeah, I'll put a secret parlay in my article too. It involves Chelsea minus 1.5. I won't tell the listener what it is. You have to go to rotowire.com to see what the rest of that parlay is, but it did include Chelsea minus 1.5.
I'm gonna go to rotowire.com to see the secret parlay that you got going on.
It's a great idea.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What? All right, so we talked about our three matches. We're both on fire right now. It's a small fire. Let's see. The flames are, was it yellow? Yellow flames is a young fire. I think that might be something like that. So we're getting up to the blue flames. We're getting up to the white flames. So game week 17, best bets. Also, I guess I can't forget. So last week, if you did not listen for some reason, I gave Chris three options and he picked the best one. I almost hit all three of those, but Newcastle could not get a goal for me. So I'm going to give Chris three options here. And I hope none of these mess with what his best bet is, because I don't know what his best bet is for the show. Again, this is a late 11:30 podcast for me time. So we're, you know, flying by the seat of our pants, literally, as I just got off the plane. So, Chris,
before you give me those, last week was like shooting fish in a barrel, though. You know, you gave me some pretty solid bets there. So I'm hoping you can do it again. Okay, good, good.
Oh, wait, one of them is this Leicester-Tottenham match, which may... All right, whatever.
Oh, leave it as is. Screw it. Let's do it.
All right, so a couple of these we just talked about. So I'm going with Villa-Norwich, the no on both teams to score, minus 105. You know, we talked about those reasonings. Next one, Crystal Palace to win, plus 125. Again, talked about those reasonings. And then the other one is Leicester, plus 110. And they're home against Tottenham. So, again, going with the home team and going against a team that's – we don't know who exactly has been dealing with COVID, but it seems like a lot of people on Tottenham have had COVID. So, Leicester to win at home. And you have a favorite from those. What do you got?
Again, you know, I feel really confident with the bets you've provided once again here, Adam. I'm going to avoid the Villa versus Norwich because I'm going to get into that in a second. And I'm just, you know, why let's get a little, again, we'll diversify as we did last week. That being said, I love both these. I was thinking about these ones too. The Palace plus 125 to win against the Southampton side that are struggling, but Leicester City plus 110 to win at home. We're going to keep riding this home, you know, win streak that we've seen, or whether, I mean, there's been a couple draws in there, but a lot of teams still winning. Seven home teams won last week. And the fact that we have no idea what's going on with Tottenham, you know, who's been able to train, who's going to play. You know, they're doing this all over Zoom, or are they kicking the ball around or what? So, and those odds are good. Leicester at home, uncertainty with Tottenham. Leicester plus 110 to win is my best bet for Adam.
Okay. Yeah, so I grabbed these odds for my article, which I wrote this morning, and it looks like there are some updates. So Leicester are now plus 115, so that's not a good sign exactly, but I still like Leicester in this spot. So plus 115 for Leicester to win, and we'll say if that match gets postponed, we'll take Palace to win. And as the time of the podcast, they are now plus 115. They were plus 125 in my article. So seems like everyone is on the Palace to win bet, but it looks like for some reason Tottenham got some money here, so they changed the odds a little bit. But all right, Leicester plus 115 to win against Tottenham. Chris, what do you got?
Gonna go with the same process here. We've talked about it. We're drilling it into the listeners of the podcast here. Norwich playing at home against Aston Villa. Plus 230 to win.
Money line.
Oh, you know what? Money line. Plus 230 to win. This is where the fire goes from yellow to orange. Okay. So, you know, then we're going to step it up a little bit. And then next week we'll go to, you know, blue or whatever. I don't know the spectrum of flames, but that seems like the natural progression. So, home team playing, they're playing at home. Away team's having trouble winning. Plus 230. Also, if we cash on that, that's when the flames get hotter. So that's what I'm going to go with this week. If you don't feel particularly good about that one and you're still like, you know, he's got a point about, you know, home teams, and you just want to hedge a little bit, you can go draw Norwich City, draw no bet at plus 130. So if they draw, if it's a nil-nil, like we've said, or something like that, then, you know, no skin off your back. But if Norwich City win, like I think they're gonna, it's plus 130.
All right, so let's see. Before Dean Smith, here's two home matches for Norwich. Scoreless draw against Brighton, a 2-1 loss against Leeds, and then this is after Dean Smith. They've had three home matches. They beat beat Southampton 2-1, scoreless draw against Wolves, and then that 1-0 loss against Manchester United.
They could easily be unbeaten in four of their past five if they knew how to finish the ball last week. That's all I'm saying.
They could, but...
but they're not.
They also haven't scored in the last two at home, and then they were dominated at Tottenham. It's a good idea. Just riding.
Don't try to walk me
team.
Off this cliff. I'm not walking
riding,
off this
no,
cliff.
No, riding the home team is the way to go. You're in the, this is the correct process. So I think we follow the process, and the process will lead us to positive results. I think that's what it comes down to. You are going against Steven Gerrard, so that's something else, but
I'm better when I keep my heart out of it.
Yeah, they've only had these two away matches under Gerrard, so you know, it's anything could happen. Okay, that's what it comes down to. But 230? Is that what we're getting on Norwich to win here? Okay,
I think I hit on my last plus 200 bet. That was asking.
Yeah,
you
did.
Win.
It was so. Okay. Well, okay. All right.
Here we are now. When a fire starts to burn.
All right, let's increase that flame level. Okay, so we got Leicester plus 115 to win. If that match gets postponed, we're doing Crystal Palace plus... Wait, is that also plus 115? All right, also plus 115 to win.
Yeah.
And then Norwich at home plus 230 to win. So pretty much all of our best bets are just taking the home teams to win, which is what's happened the last... for half the season, pretty much. So I think that's a great strategy on our end. So,
yeah, I agree. I haven't looked at this yet, but we do it every pod. So I'll get into it real quick. But the most solid goal scoring odds, you know, just because we take a look at them and the guy's got what, like 23 goals and 22 matches, not worth it this week because he's minus 225. So we're going to avoid that. Pretty much all the four of Liverpool's top goal scorers are minus odds. So, wouldn't really entertain those. And I assume if he's minus 225, that is to score and to win is probably negative as well, or minus.
Yeah, if you want to bet Liverpool, you got to go.
You need like a Virgil van Dijk goal or something like that.
You got to get creative. Like you could do, like even minus 3.5 is plus 220. So I guess, I mean, 4-0, like it's Newcastle just lost to Leicester 4-0. So
Joel Mahati plus 1,000 off a set piece. Something like that.
Yeah. So all right, that's what we got. Game week 17. We will be back again. This is another short week, so we'll probably be back in a few days. Yeah. So thanks, Chris. Do we have any cooking and wager tips, or what do we got for this Monday night?
As I mentioned, had a couple brats the other night. Classically, you know, my girlfriend left. I haven't gone grocery shopping, so you know, I've kind of just been. I had a bunch of pretzels for lunch today.
Wow.
So, but yeah, times are tough. I'm actually, you know, going to do a little late night grocery shopping after this. So, I'll have a better update for you on Thursday night.
All right, sounds good. For me, it was fish and wagers from, ooh, you know, from the time in Florida. So we get some mahi-mahi tacos, you know, some fresh sushi, you know, the best sushi. I mean, I'm sure there's good sushi out west, but the best sushi I've had in the States is in Florida. Because, I mean, the other comparison I have is, you know, Michigan, basically. And, you know, even the East Coast sushi, like, it's just not as good. So... definitely, yeah. Some of the best sushi down there. And then, I had a whole pompano last night, which was awesome. So if you had pompano before, it's a nice, slim, white fish, you know, very, very delicate and very tasty.
Nice and flaky. Toss a little butter on the top, something like that. Wow, I'm quite jealous here. And now I might just go order sushi instead of going grocery shopping. We'll see.
You should probably do that. Sushi's always a good call.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Chris. This is Sushi and Wagers. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe. Make sure to check out everything at rotowire.com. We will be back for game week 18. The matches never stop. So have fun winning money on our best bets.